John Carlson and Tom Faverty are fitting cedar boards into what will be the ceiling of the sauna.
You just have to nail them up. That's all. Very simple.
They're two of the many volunteers and donors who have pushed to make a public sauna happen. Right now, it's just an insulated frame next to the pool. The sauna is nestled in an alcove where timers previously set up for swim meets. Judges will now perch on top of the sauna for meets.
Working up a sweat just being in there now. That foil lining they have, pretty hot in there.
It's balmy at the Haines Pool, a soothing contrast to the deepening snow outside. And that's the goal of the sauna.
It warms you up. In the middle of the winter, I like to call it the poor or the working man's trip to Mexico.
Tom Morfitt is an active supporter of the sauna project.
So if you're in Haines all winter, you can step into a 180-degree box. You're warmed up. You get out. You feel better. You feel like your bones, you've been warmed up down to your bones.
Morfitt has been leading the charge to bring a sauna to Haines. It's been a slow charge. The idea was the brainchild of Darcy Kolbeck back in 2013.
I'm sure some people look at it and say, holy cow, it's an 8-foot by 6-foot box. You know, why did it take 7 years and $11,000?
Morfitt said the grassroots effort took time. What started as a mailing list and a checking account is about to be realized. Donations and volunteer hours paid for the sauna, and Morfitt says the borough will pay to heat it. Once the cedar is up, all the sauna needs is a Juno electrician to make it operational. Morfitt hopes to have the sauna open by January.